Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, fellow patriots. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and Monday, can't trust that day, alohas to you. Getting underway with the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mack Show. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email address is bob@1063word.com. The president in the White House this afternoon is conducting his afternoon press briefing, and we're going to pick up a little bit of that and listen in here. Here is President Trump.
Help Chicago. We'll help New York if they request, after request the help. But we want to stop the drugs. We want to stop the guns. A lot of the Chicago is guns, but what it is drug-related, gang-related, largely gang-related. With ICE, we send out thousands of MS-13, thousands and thousands of MS-13. We send them back, or in some cases have to put them in prison. They're too violent. They're truly violent. So we're helping out. When you look at what's happening in Chicago and some other cities with the shootings and the killings, they need help. And we haven't met with resistance, I have to be honest with you. I think it's good that we haven't. We're only looking to help them. We're only looking to help. OAN.
Thank you, Mr. President. In our nation's 243-year history, there has never been a stronger push for mail-in ballots to determine a national election.
Yeah.
Are you considering at any point issuing an executive order addressing mail-in ballots, and why do you think some people are pushing it so hard?
Well, there's never been a push like this for mail-in ballots, and if you look at the New York congressional race, which is a disaster, Carolyn, it's been a total disaster. They're 6 weeks into it now. They have no clue what's going on. And I mean, I think I can say right here and now, I think you have to rerun that race because it's a mess. Nobody knows what's happening with the ballots and the lost ballots and the fraudulent ballots, I guess. I think you probably have to take the Carolyn Maloney race and run it over again. How can you do this? And this is a small race with literally thousands of people, small thousands, and it's all messed up. You look at Paterson, New Jersey, it's all messed up. Almost every one of these, and these are small, easy to control. They should be able to do this easy. Now you're talking about like Nevada, where two nights ago, they went out and in the darkness of night without people, without having any meetings of the public, without having anything, they approved a ridiculous. You don't have to look at signatures. You don't have to approve anything. You can have double mailings. You can have all sorts of things. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. It's a disgrace. I mean, honestly, it's a disgrace. So it's a very good question. I mean, the mail-in ballots, if you look at just some of the small places, the small races, a congressional race in New York, should be very easy. Normally that would have been announced at 7 o'clock and it would have been down to the wire and everybody would have loved it. If it was at all complex, it would have taken an extra 45 minutes or an hour. They would have announced it a little bit later. They have no clue. This was about 6 weeks ago and they have no clue what's going on. They've lost ballots. There's fraudulent ballots. It's how are you going to do that for an entire nation? They're using COVID to try and get the mail-in ballots. Now, absentee ballots are great. Absentee ballots, they have to request them. They go through a process. They get them. But the universal mail-in ballots have turned out to be a disaster. And what Nevada has been doing, if you look over the last few days, you have to look at what they've done. You can have two ballots. You can harvest. It's harvesting. So you can take thousands of ballots, put them together, and just dump them down on somebody's desk after a certain period of time. They have something where if you vote, the vote can count up to 7 days later. Well, if the vote's going to count 7 days later, that means if it depends on the one state like Nevada, that would mean simply that you can't have, supposing it's down to that one state, it could be, it's a great state, but supposing it's down to that one state, that means you have to wait 7 days. But they won't have it there. This is something that's so messed up. And by the way, I have to say, the post office for many, many years has been, run in a fashion that hasn't been great. Great workers and everything, but they have old equipment, very old equipment. And I don't think the post office is prepared for a thing like this. You have to ask the people at the post office. But how can the post office be expected to handle? They have regular mailing. And then now on top of that, they have the internet, where you have Amazon and these companies doing, all the buying. Instead of going to a department store, they go buy through mail. So you have massive numbers of purchases now going through the post office, purchases of items and gifts. And that's a tremendous strain on the post office. The post office loses a fortune. It has been for many, many years, for decades. So now on top of it, it has this. And the Amazons of the world and the others, they pay very, very little money. They lose money on every, the post office loses money, which is ridiculous, on every package it delivers. But now on top of that, and I'm not just referring to Amazon, I'm talking about all of the competitors, if there is such a thing to Amazon. There will be, but if there is such a thing. But now on top of that, you'll have somebody like the governor of Nevada come out with this massive plan out of nowhere to take millions of ballots and send them all over the place. You'll never know who won that state. It'll get messed up just like New York and just like Paterson, New Jersey, and just like many other places. In West Virginia, they indicted a postman for doing something very bad, that. But there are many cases all over the country. If you look, you'll be able to find, there's a list of them all over the country. And that has to do with universal mail-in. Again, absentee is great. It works. Like in Florida, they'll do absentee. It really works. But universal mail-in ballots is going to be a great embarrassment to our country.
Is there an executive order on this?
Well, I have the right to do it. We haven't gotten there yet, but we'll see what happens. We will be suing in Nevada, and that's already been taken care of. We'll probably file something tomorrow. I do want to say that we're going to be introducing a tremendous health care plan sometime prior, hopefully prior to the end of the month. It's just about completed now. In addition, next month we'll be doing the immigration plan. So we'll be doing that in September. We'll be doing sometime during this month the health care plan. And I think that'll be before the end of the month. And I think it'll be very impressive to a lot of people. Thank you very much.
Thank you. There is President Trump at the White House this afternoon talking about some of the day's news and bringing us up to speed. Still interesting to see what's going on in Seattle. He referenced Chicago and a number of other cities. But you may remember in a news conference the end of last week, when the president was questioned about that, said that they were going to turn the security provisos for the Mark Hatfield Courthouse and the other federal buildings there that have been under attack by Antifa and BLM back to the local authorities. And if they could handle it, that would be fine. And if they couldn't, then the president said he was going to federalize the National Guard and send them in to clean things up. Meantime, it gets loonier by the day in Seattle. We'll talk about that when we come back here on the Bobby Mack Show. Quarter after six here, the fourth and final hour, bonus hour, rolls on here on WORD.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. No wonder we see examples like that woman in California. She and her husband, amongst the 2.5 million people just in the last couple of months, have become first-time gun buyers. I mean, people are aware of what's going on. The lamestream media may get up on their soapbox and pontificate about peaceful protesters, and Fauci may say they're not spreading COVID-19 with thousands of them out there demonstrating in the streets. But people are not dumb. They can fully see all over social media the people just trying to drive down the street in their cars being assaulted and attacked. The guy in Dallas that had an AK-47 pointed at him. And the BLM protester, peaceful protester, pointing an AK-47 at a guy in his car, pointed it in the wrong direction because the guy was a CWP holder, and he pulled out his handgun and shot the guy dead. Matt Vespa, writing at townhall.com. It may be time to deploy the military to Seattle after all, because what local lawmakers are doing is nothing short of allowing the city to be engulfed in violence and anarchy. I saw a picture today, some BLM protesters hanging a banner off of an overpass, abolish the police. Yeah, they'd love to have the police abolished. Then they'd run the streets. They are moving to abolish the police. It's not defunding. It's a total dissolution. Nonprofit programs and community-led activities will replace policing. Why? Well, according to the resolution, the Seattle Police Department perpetuates racism and violence. Yeah, yeah, it's a vehicle of white supremacy. What, Seattle doesn't have any black or Asian or other minority police officers on the force? If you're a black police officer on the Seattle police force, what do you think being told by BLM and Antifa that you are employed by a vehicle of white supremacy and that you yourself, as a member of that department, are perpetuating racism and violence? I mean, these people are lunatics. But, you know, it is typical woke nonsense, and it is a cancer that, left untreated, will kill America. Oh, and by the way, did you catch the backdoor Marxism with the reappropriation of land? Basically making that zone that was seized by armed leftists earlier this summer into citywide policy. Who believes that social workers can bring law and order? That's why we have police departments. You know this. But the Emerald City is sprinting further down the path of total anarchy. Recently, the police chief, Carmen Best, revealed a van impounded during these riots containing a variety of weapons, including bombs. And the chief said it's highly probable that these weapons were being distributed to rioters from the van. She also ripped into the council for making her officers left safe with their nonsensical motions like banning crowd control munitions, no flashbangs, no tear gas. The woke council is busily, gladly handing the city over to these Marxist terrorists because Bad Orange Man is in charge. They're mad that the federal government can and should deploy federal agents in cities that are crime-ridden hellholes, all of them, by the way, run by politicians from which party? Yeah. These people cannot govern. This resolution is an endorsement of mob violence and mob rule. And if they really want the military on the streets after the Insurrection Act is invoked, you know, that can happen. It's truly amazing. They're not shy about their intentions either. This is the left in 2020. They are unhinged. Can a party really be so far removed from reality as the Democrats appear to be that they have convinced themselves that the American voter wants to vote for eliminating police departments? And they're not only unhinged, the people that they are not only allowing to do what they do, but are essentially encouraging criminal behavior, violent, intolerant, like children throwing tantrums when they don't get their way. They didn't want Trump to win the 2016 election, so they're trashing their own communities. And I think I used the right word there. These are children we're dealing with. And it's about time they got the belt. Or in this case, the baton. And it's not just there. Residents of the, this is Thomas Lifson writing at the American Thinker. Residents of the 3rd Precinct area of Minneapolis have been told this by their beleaguered police department. Okay, and I'm quoting what they were told. Be prepared to give up your cell phone and your purse or your wallet, the police said in an email, a copy of which was obtained by Alpha News. The email said citizens should listen to criminals, and I'm quoting them here, do as they say. The message, this is from the police department. The message warned that, quote, some victims have been maced, dragged, assaulted, and some threatened with a gun, which I'm sure they acquired legally. So you live in the 3rd Precinct in Minneapolis. You were essentially being told, hey, just, you know, close your eyes and identify with BLM and you'll be fine. Which means this city, Minneapolis, in addition to Seattle, has now forfeited its most basic responsibility, the preservation of civil order and the protection of its citizens from criminals. The fundamental compact between government and citizens is that in return for me paying taxes, the government then protects me and you and your family from criminals. Whether they call themselves Antifa or BLM or whatever, they are criminals. So let's take this one step further. If that's the case, and apparently it is, then what's the point of having a government if it takes a position that it can't protect its citizens? It all goes back to the way they handle this thing from the beginning, because these Democrat politicians are woke. They're down for the struggle. Remember when all this stuff started in Minneapolis, when the mayor, Jacob Frey, ordered the police to vacate their 3rd Precinct building and let the mob loot it and burn it? You don't think that triggered the riots that followed, do you? You don't think they were encouraged by their victory? Detroit's police chief, a gentleman named James Craig, explained when he was on Tucker Carlson's show, we don't retreat here in Detroit. We're just not going to do it. We weren't giving up ground to the radicals. We just didn't do it. You know, it's truly sad. But these people who live in the Emerald City, Seattle, and in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul, they elected these people. Elections have consequences. You imagine what America would look like if Joe Biden wins? With the mail-in ballots from Singapore coming in a month later. Oh, what do you know? Here's another 10,000 votes for Biden. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here and then right back with the last half of the bonus hour here on Monday on WORD. Great to have you along. Appreciate your spending part of this Monday evening with me here on WORD. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby, here's an idea. Confiscate all the money from Antifa and BLM. After all, we wouldn't want them walking around with pictures of slave owners in their pockets or bank accounts. You know, if you go to the BLM website, and you make a donation through their website, you know where it goes directly? The Democrat Party. Yeah. Look it up. Bobby, in a long run of leftist ideas that will fail, who will you blame for it? Oh, that's right, of course. Russia. They sent KGB spies in to mess with the media. Bobby, thank God my son, CPO, Chief Petty Officer Byers, is no longer stationed in Seattle. Rear Admiral Byers, by the way, I had nothing to do with his reassignment, just very good timing. Thank you, Admiral. Appreciate your service. Reminds me of the old joke. A retired fella is working as a greeter at Walmart, and he's late one day, so the boss calls him in. And said, hey, you know, I'm sorry, but I have to talk to you about being late. And he says, yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize for that. Some things came up and just ruined my morning and made me a little bit late. And the manager says, well, you were in the service, weren't you? And he said, yeah, that's right. I was in the Navy. And he said, well, what did they usually say to you when you were late arriving in the Navy? And he said, well, they usually said, good morning, Admiral. Are you ready for your coffee now? That's good. I like that one. Bobby, like Rhett and Scarlett, we are watching the end of our civilization. Tracy from Gaffney. Not if we prevent it. Not if we prevent it. Remember the words of Andrew Breitbart, who before his untimely passing said, walk toward the fire. Don't worry about what they call you. All those things are set against you because they want to stop you in your tracks. But if you keep going, you're sending a message to people who are rooting for you, who are agreeing with you. And the message is that they can do it too. Bobby, I think Trump should pull out of Seattle, Portland, other Democrat strongholds. Tell them, go ahead, have at it. BLM and Antifa are just little coward snowflakes. Bobby, how long before robbery becomes assault and rape? And how long before assault and rape becomes murder, I would add? Bobby, I know now that I should have studied Marxism a little more in high school. Then I would be prepared for what comes next from the Democrat Party. Bobby, they're so concerned about COVID-19 and public contact in a national election. Well, make the vote over 3 or 4 days and require certain last names during each day. Bobby, what's going on with race baiter Bruce Wilson? I heard he was arrested for CDV. Have not received any details. Let me take a quick look. See if I received anything else. No, I got an advisory from the GPD earlier in the day that there were charges pending against half a dozen or so people from the demonstrations over the weekend, but no names were mentioned in that release. So we're still waiting for that. Bobby, BLM, Brainless Loser Movement. From Conservative Kitty Loves God. Bobby, that woman in California who's a first-time gun buyer saying the country is a little on edge is it's kind of like saying the Titanic sprung a little leak. Yeah, right. Bobby, couldn't you hear Dr. Birx, Dr. Scarf, explaining to a bunch of one percenters the proper way to wear a mask? And telling them they can decorate it with a little glitter. Yeah. Bobby, I moved here from the People's Republic of Maryland, December of 2016. I still receive notifications from the Baltimore County Board of Elections back in Maryland, notifying me of my voting place. I've written every year telling them, hey, I don't live there. I'm no longer a citizen of the state of Maryland. And every year, like clockwork, they send me the same info. Sure, there you go. Mm-hmm. Bobby, I bought a Sidewinder Derringer last week. Makes me feel safer than any mask. Bobby, do you know the hydrochloroquine, sorry, is over-the-counter in other countries? Yeah. And cheap. Telling the truth, Bobby. Hydroxy saves lives. Yeah, especially coupled with zinc. Seems to be pretty effective. Follow-up. Much of the Spanish language is derived from Latin. Well, much of English is derived. Actually, I think the biggest... contributory language to English is German. Read somewhere, or maybe I heard that in Latin class. I don't know. Latin class was a while ago. 7:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. When we come back on the other side, we wrap things up with today's edition of Boneheads and the Newels. Oh, by the way, if you were anticipating, this would be the week when creepy Uncle Joe, the hair sniffer, dementia Joe Biden was going to announce his VP running mate. No. No, now they tell Fox News. Well, they have expanded their search and their vetting process. Will take another 1 to 2 weeks. So we'll have to wait to find out who will be the recipient of essentially Biden's living will. 7:10 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Here we go with today's edition of Hit It, Singers.
Boneheads in the news.
And we begin with what else, Miss Moneypenny? A Florida man. We always got to begin with a Florida man. A Florida man was arrested Saturday after worried citizens spotted him walking down a road, waving a gun in one hand, and... holding a beer in the other. He obviously never heard the expression, hold my beer and watch this. Deputies responded shortly before noon to reports of a man pointing a gun at vehicles driving along a street in Waimua. That's as close as I can get to it. It's about 30 miles southeast of Tampa, Hillsborough County.
Huh? Easy for you to say.
Not especially. Deputies said 66-year-old Eric Ricardo Felder was holding and carelessly waving a .38-caliber Smith & Wesson revolver in one hand and a Blue Moon beer in the other. I wonder if he was singing. Blue Moon, you saw me standing. Well, I guess not. Well, hell certainly hath no fury like an about-to-become mother-in-law going off at the wedding. A wedding video has surfaced from a few years ago, but it was worth waiting for, where a mom starts yelling at the bride because of what she said about her son in the vows. Check this out.
You're not going to say my son has flaws.
Let's calm down.
You're not going to ruin my
day. You are not going to say my son has flaws.
Wow.
Everybody has flaws, and that's why I love them. You can leave, yeah. Judy.
Like, you don't have flaws.
You can leave.
You can get out of my wedding now.
I'm not leaving. That dress you're wearing, I paid for.
Get out.
I'm not getting out. Try it, and I'll have you arrested.
Well, I'm in a church.
Tony, get her out of here. This is not right.
Church. This is not.
I'm not leaving.
Show some respect. All right.
Just hold your
You
peace.
Show respect.
Please,
you have your daughter as well.
Let's just calm down. Hey, we don't need this.
This is fine.
We don't need this.
I don't want to hear any flaws about
all right.
What was that? What was that movie of a few years ago? Moneypenny, Monster in Law.
Yes.
Yeah. This sounds like an audition for Monster in Law 2.
Wow.
Wow, man. You know, my son is flawed.
Flawed, I tell you.
Meantime, some very disturbed guy jumped
Bob
onto
McLean.
The. Do what?
Bob McLean.
No, it wasn't me.
Okay.
I was nowhere near it.
Okay.
But this also occurred in Florida, though, I should mention. Some very disturbed guy jumped onto the hood of a semi that was driving on a Florida highway and wouldn't let go as the trucker tried to shake the guy loose. Somebody in a nearby car posted this vid.
Florida be like, oh my God! Yo!
What are you doing?
Record it, look at it.
I don't know what's happening. Can I call the police?
Hell no, this is way too good.
Oh God.
Oh, that's helpful. Shouldn't we call the police? Nah, we don't need the cops here. This is way too good.
We don't need no stinking police.
That's right. With their stinking badges.
We don't need no badges.
And by the way, speaking of badges, thanks again to Presley Stutz and the folks at Greenville Tea Party for their putting together the Defend the Police event over the weekend, like 500, 600 cars. And tons of people came out. It was great to see. And they raised a bunch of money, too. Raised thousands of dollars for the benevolent fund, benefiting the families of officers who lost their lives in the line of duty. Wrap it up for today. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Who was that masked man anyways?
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep, I wonder who he was.
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep.
I wonder how all this would sound on instant replay.
I don't know, why don't you try it?
Okay.
Who was that masked man anyways?
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep, I wonder who he was.
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep.
I wonder how all this would sound on instant replay.
I don't know, why don't you try it?
Okay.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.